Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2062, with a release date of Friday, May 5th, 2017, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. There's a tragedy in India and hams respond. Morse codes ruled unnecessary in Taiwan. And in Ohio, the Voice of America Museum opens its doors for hamvention. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2062 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Bloomington, Indiana.
We bring you another installment in our occasional series, Nets of Note. This one has real historical significance, and it's high-flying, too. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Paul Brown, WD9-GCO.
This week's Net of Note is a very special one with a lot of American history tied in. I spoke with group member John Stromsland, WA6LJS, about what makes their net special.
It's called the Air Force Flyers Club Net, and it's a historic and patriotic group of airmen from all wars and all branches of the military, Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, who served as pilots, air crew, ground crew, missile crew, and we've even got air traffic controllers in the net. NET was started in 1989 by WR7IVX, who's since become a silent key. Some of the original members are silent keys now, but the ones that started it were basically World War II pilots, and the first member, Van Nordstrom, was a B-17 gunner. We have the distinction of having the youngest fighter ace in the history there. We had November 3 Golf Tango Tango. Dale Carger was his name, and he was 19 years old when he flew P-51s, and he had 11 kills.
This net of note has definitely had some members of note, many of which were notable outside the ham radio world.
We also have some historic people that were in the net. Many people have heard of General Curtis LeMay. He was called the father of Strategic Air Command. And in 1961, General LeMay was the chief of staff of the United States Air Force. He was also a ham radio operator. And in 1957, he established single sideband as the standard for high-frequency communication for SAC bombers.
They have even had one former U.S. Senator.
Barry Goldwater, who I'm sure everybody's heard of, he used to check into the net way back when, and he did phone patches for the troops in the early 60s.
Membership has fallen off in recent years, according to Stromsland, but still remains very active.
At one point, we had over 500 members. A lot of the old-time members, of course, have become silent keys, but currently we have about 69 active members.
I asked Stromsland where you could find the net.
The net meets on 20 meters every day, 7 days a week, on 14290 at 1530 Zulu. And then on Tuesdays only, we have a 40-meter net that comes on right after the 20-meter net closes on 7.181 in the morning. And then on Tuesday in the evening at 7 p.m. Pacific time, we meet on 7.278.
While you have to be either active military or a veteran in order to join the net, anyone is welcome to check into the net and join in the discussion. And as always, we here at Amateur Radio Newsline thank all of our military, past and present, for your service. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Meanwhile, if you know of a net with an interesting story to tell, email us at newsline@arnewsline.org and we might just feature it in our occasional series, Nets of Note.
4BB.
With thanks to ABC News Australia, Allen Labs, Amateur News Weekly, the ARRL, Chelmsford Weekly News, CQ Magazine, DX Coffee, Hap Holly, and The Rain Report, the Hindustan Times, the IARU, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, the K2 BSA Amateur Radio Association, the Radio Society of Great Britain, Southgate Amateur Radio News, the Taipei Times, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, and WTWW Shortwave, And you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, located at www.arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Bloomington, Indiana, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017. All rights are reserved.